Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine. Let's talk about Martha Stewart and how she maybe needs to tone it down over the holidays.
What is she doing?
She, in her house, decorates 40 different Christmas trees.
Wow. Well, this is her Super Bowl
thing. Yeah, you'd be disappointed if she was doing less than
30. You know?
I know. Her daughter's like, if you could just decorate one less tree and actually show me some love.
I think their relationship is very funny.
I mean, well, the fact that she refers to her mother as Martha.
Yeah, she did a whole show and became famous by ripping on her mom. So I think it's worked out okay for her.
I know.
Wait,
I
who?
Know.
Martha Stewart's daughter.
What show did she do?
She had like some show on, like, they would watch Martha videos and then break them down.
What?
She had a friend. And they were brutal and great.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. She's a little mommy dearest.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Eddie Murphy. He and his fiance, Paige Butcher, have welcomed a son, Max. Oh, wow. That is the loudest clap I have ever heard.
Thank you. Just thank you very
it's
much.
It's no contest. I'm sorry.
Way to go, Eddie.
It really is much louder.
Damon has loudest clap.
On the radio, did you hear it?
Yeah, coming out? It was hard
and
to hear.
And mine's louder?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was in the room.
That's not necessarily what the text line thought.
What? No, Jen heard it on the radio.
I think listeners may like Lance more than you.
Oh, that's probably true. I'll be honest. I had to hold back a little bit because the light fixtures were shaking in here and I didn't want to.
You didn't want it to hit Courtney on the head.
Yeah. All right. So Eddie Murphy had a baby.
Eddie Murphy. And if you remember, this is baby number...
Seven?
10.
Whoa.
10?
Yes.
I can't wrap my brain around that.
Right?
Hi.
Okay. Lady Gaga, we played that quote and we put the video up where every interview she's given about A Star Is Born, she says the exact same thing.
Yeah, there were like, what, 40 different either interviews or on stage or...
And it was just weird because, I mean, word for word. At first you hear her say this and she said... there can be 100 people in a room and 99 of them don't believe in you, but all it takes is one who does and it just changes your whole life. And you're like, oh, wow, that's really great. Until you hear her say it 40 times back to back to back.
Yeah. There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, but I had this one incredible talent.
She buried there.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you and you just need one to believe in you and that was him. So you can have 100 people in the room. That
oh my gosh, right. We get it.
You could do 100 interviews and 99 say the same thing.
Yeah. Talking about Bradley Cooper. Madonna. You know she does not like Lady Gaga. She posted a video of her back in the 80s. It's on her Instagram story saying... If there's 100 people in a room and 99 say they liked it, I only remember the one person who didn't. And the caption, don't bleep with me Monday. Now, here's the thing.
Why, do they not like each other?
Madonna says that Lady Gaga's whole act is just ripping her off. So
not wrong. And some of her songs are...
Lady Gaga's definitely got a stronger voice than Madonna.
Yes. But remember when... one of her songs came out, and it sounded just like one of Madonna's songs. It was either Express Yourself or Vogue or something.
Mm-hmm.
That just added fuel to the fire. This did, too, even though they're saying the exact opposite thing. And I've heard that quote a million times before. We say it all the time. Like, 100, 100 people, 99 could say it, something nice about you, and all you remember is the one
That's
nasty
right,
thing.
The way our brains yep. work.
I don't think Lady Gaga's ripping her off, but I just think it's funny that it's driving Madonna crazy.
By the way, Nick showed me a picture of Bradley Cooper yesterday, and I think he might have gotten an eye job. He
what?
Looks a little like Barry Manilow.
No way.
This picture did. I don't know.
I gotta find this right now.
I'll see if I can have him send it to me.
Okay. Speaking of being jealous, Katy Perry was at the One Malibu fundraiser, and she auctioned off a lunch and a motorcycle ride with her boyfriend, Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
She said, when you're on the motorcycle with him, you're holding him in a way that I am not excited about. You're holding his pecs and his six-pack, and it's so glorious.
All right.
Well, she sold it, because this woman, Laura, bid $20,000. And then Katy said, she took it back. She said, Laura, I'm sorry. I'm buying it for $50,000.
Wow.
That's not right. If you're going to auction off your boyfriend, you have to let somebody buy him.
No, everybody wins this way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But she might have gotten a look at Laura and thought,
yeah.
You know?
I don't think so, Orlando.
Right. I'm just going to take another look at you.
Oh, wow. That is a full circle moment right there with Bradley Cooper. And last night on The Voice, Kennedy Holmes.
There's some controversy, Jen. I don't know if you know about it.
Tell me.
Well, go ahead. We'll play her a clip, and then I'll tell you the controversy.
Okay. She sounds like Lady Gaga.
No.
Kennedy last night.
Sorry, that's my daughter from her Christmas party. Wrong, Kennedy.
That's entertainment schmig.
I don't need nobody else. Nuh-uh. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be
Meghan
me
Trainor song.
If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. Wanna be me too. Wanna be
Sounds
me
better than Meghan Trainor.
She was awesome. She did a whole dance number. Mm-hmm. She danced the whole time. She moonwalked in front of the judges.
Yeah.
She kicked off the show last night.
Okay.
Here is the controversy. So The Voice posts clips of all the artists after they perform. She kicked off the show. They posted hers 4 hours ago. So people that don't watch the show.
Like, people retweeting your performance also counts towards your thing.
Well, I think it's also that people that aren't watching the show are getting a taste and then voting on what The Voice posts on their Facebook page if they're not watching.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not good.
4 hours to go now?
So yes. Like in the middle of the night, they posted her clip, and she was the first to perform.
If they don't save her, like if she is on the verge of elimination and they don't save her, then
there's a problem. And I think two might be going home tonight, possibly.
I think you're right.
Yeah. That's the controversy. I'm just letting you know. I saw it when I got up this morning because I was like, why is the video not up?
That's entertainment schmig. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy about this.
I know.
Conspiracy. All right. No, we're not clapping for that. I know you have a great clap, but we're not clapping for that. Here's Lance.
All people are going to hear is Tim has the clap.
He does Tim, have the clap.
You're a winner, buddy. It's all you.
Entertainment Schmig.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to get to the best TV shows of the year. But Schmig is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine. Okay, let's talk about The Voice, first of all. And we're all a little annoyed because Kennedy Holmes, first to perform last night, and they post the videos of people performing online afterwards. People can also retweet those, share them, and that factors into your voting, I believe, your final score. Kennedy Holmes was released about 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
Like 10 hours after everybody else's. What's going on?
I don't like it. Because some people don't get to see the show, so this is what they watch to decide what vote they're going to cast.
Right. And some people have even said, too, because we talked about it earlier, they texted in and said it wasn't a great choice for Kennedy only because Me Too doesn't it's more of a talk song. It doesn't highlight her singing.
She sang a lot. I thought it was a totally different choice, and she danced, and she really was an entertainer.
Right. It shows you all the different things she can do. Yeah. She was a Muni kid, okay? She knows how to sing and act and dance and do all of the
things.
She
moonwalked in front of the judges.
Man. Eliminations tonight at 7 o'clock. Fingers crossed that this video snafu doesn't screw with Kennedy's chances of winning this whole thing. 25 best TV shows of the year, according to TV Guide. Yes, they're still around.
Right? You know that TV Guide, I'm sure that there's somebody when they were growing up, that was their dream job.
Oh,
like, I would to work at TV Guide someday.
My parents used to get TV Guide, and I used to read the articles at the beginning.
Yeah.
Me too.
Didn't you?
Yep. I did.
I loved it.
It was very entertaining.
Is that when you really originally thought maybe you were going to be an artist based on the, you know, turtle and the pirate drawing?
In the back.
It was always in the TV Guide.
Right.
Because you thought you were really good.
Yeah, the turtle and the pirate?
Yeah, where you could draw the turtle.
They were in lots of magazines. Right. Like, if you can draw this turtle, you at the Academy.
Submit your turtle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeers to you, Courtney.
Jeers and jeers. It's a TV Guide joke.
That's right. Well, that's all the time we have, so I guess we won't know about the TV shows. No, this is really interesting, okay? Top three, The Good Place on NBC. Love that show with Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen King called it nearly perfect. That's what my husband always tells people. And Atlanta on FX. The FX, can I talk to you for a minute? Okay, I didn't get in on Atlanta at the beginning, and I want to watch it on demand, but they only have, like, the last two seasons.
FX doesn't offer any of their
stuff?
No.
I'm annoyed. I need to figure out where I can watch it from the beginning. Better Call Saul, You on Lifetime, American Vandal, Queer Eye, Killing Eve, Counterpart, and Kidding are the rest of the shows.
That Kidding's a little too dark for
me.
Very
dark.
On Showtime?
Yeah. With Jim Carrey.
Huh. American Vandal's the one about it's like a mockumentary, right?
And it's already canceled.
I thought it already got canceled. Yeah.
Well, you can see it on Netflix. Queer Eye 2, it'll make you cry. If you haven't watched it already, you're missing out.
Yeah, I hear it's emotional.
Somebody crunched some numbers and figured out the actors and actresses who've been in the worst reviewed movies of the past two decades.
Okay, so 20 years. Is it anybody that's still relevant?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Clooney.
Somebody.
George Clooney.
Wow.
No, he gets, not take it back.
I don't think he gets bad reviews.
No, he doesn't.
I just don't think he gets the box office.
All right.
Wahlberg?
No.
Not anybody that big.
There are some big people.
Aniston?
No, not that big. Okay, so this one of the people, the person who is the runner-up for actresses, just had an amazing show on USA a couple years ago.
Jessica Biel?
Yes. She was the runner-up. Alba came in first.
Oh, I see that.
Good thing she has her honest company to fall back on.
Honey.
And
fabulous film.
Yeah.
With the kid from Big, Grown Up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And for the guys, a comedian and actor who is in studio and who is just rude and thought he was more important than he really was.
You don't have to. I didn't make any movies this year.
I don't know. We had a lot of bad comedians.
Kevin Pollak.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
We had a fire.
The fire right before.
Yeah. Fire drill, right?
Interview. Uh-huh. No, it was a real fire.
Real fire.
It was?
Yeah.
Yes. So he was kind of hesitant to come in to do the interview because he thought, hey, this building's on fire.
He wasn't nice, though.
No.
Was it just in the last, like, year or so?
No, it was several years ago.
Oh, okay.
So he was, he's the runner-up, and Mike Epps came in first. The highest-rated actors, Carey Mulligan, who's married to Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons, and Sally Hawkins.
Old Sally Hawkins.
Mm-hmm, good old Sally Hawkins. And then Adam Driver. I think you lose points for taking your mask off.
Great in Girls.
Sorry.
Oh, man. And Black Klansman. He's excellent.
And
I never saw that.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
Highest average score for you. We have a bunch. We have a bunch of stuff online at Y98.com. There's nothing holding me back. It's December 4th, and let's see which celebrities were born on this day.
Man, Kevin's birthday's coming up.
That's right.
I gotta
Saturday.
Kevin, I have some Michelob Ultra for you.
Well, thank you.
People in the building are going to know who their secret Santa is, too, if it's Courtney, because she's just going to give them a six-pack.
Maybe. Yes, a six-pack. They don't get a whole case.
No.
I've got some warm Oreos for you.
Where have they been stored?
Too soon, Tim.
Okay. She is in the running to becoming another year older.
Ah, Tyra Banks.
Yep.
I saw this one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'm going to say she's 48.
What I was thinking.
46.
47.
45. Kevin's closest.
Oh, I guess I saw the wrong number then.
What did you think it was?
I thought it said 48.
Oh, okay.
I know this one is super outdated, but it just makes me smile every time because when my brother was younger and people asked him, what do you want to be when you grow up? He would say, Wink Martindale, host of Tic-Tac-Doe.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, man.
And how old is he?
93?
Wow. Tim's going out there.
I know.
I'm going to say 87.
89.
90.
85.
Sorry, Wayne.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
A little late Tyra. On that, Kevin.
Sorry.
No, that was actually Wink Martindale. An episode just went off the rails.
Okay, how about Jay-Z?
Ooh. Hova?
Mm-hmm. It's his birthday.
44.
I like that. I'm going to say 45.
49.
You got it.
Wow.
Oh, good job, Kev.
How old is Jeff Bridges?
Ooh. Jeff Bridges.
The dude.
I'm not a... was on SNL.
Not a big
fan
either.
He was so weird. It just made me not care for him anymore.
I thought you liked him from the newsroom on HBO.
No, that's not Jeff Bridges.
That's
Jeff Daniels.
And I don't like Jeff Daniels.
Right.
I saw him do an interview.
Very effective. The dude in the Big Lebowski.
Okay. See, I said that the other day. Remember, didn't I say Courtney doesn't like Jeff Daniels?
And I said, no, she does. She does. She watched the newsroom.
I liked
HBO.
The newsroom.
And I said, no, she doesn't like him.
I saw an interview with him on that Sam, what's his name? Up on camera with Sam.
Oh, Sam Jones?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't like him. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, how old is Jeff Bridges?
61.
No.
No, I think he's 70.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll say 68.
69.
Oh,
wow.
All right, one more. Fred Armisen from SNL.
Oh.
45.
51.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Big I think spread. He is a little older.
Man, then there was a huge age gap between... Fred and Elizabeth Moss.
53?
53. I'm going to say 48.
52.
Whoa.
Yeah. Happy birthday if you're celebrating on December 3rd.
From the Brown and Crouppen Studios in downtown.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.